sighed, and resumed pacing about the room. "A thief is always a thief, Bordelli. The courts will decide on the punishment. Don't you think Robin Hood is a little out of date?" Bordelli started feeling a strange tingling in his hands. "Dr. Incipone, we're here to enforce the law, that much is clear. But so far I've come across no law that ensures everyone's survival. This has nothing to do with politics." "Politics? A man who needs to eat wipes his ass with politics." "Must you always be so vulgar, Bordelli?" "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought vulgarity was something else." "This is a simple matter of either doing or not doing your duty." "I have a duty to myself, too." "I realise that. But it's not yours to decide whether thieves go free." "I didn't let any thieves go free. I simply released a few poor bastards." "That is precisely what I'm trying to say. It is not your decision to..." "Let me tell you something, Dr. Incipone. When I returned from the war, I hoped I had done my small part to liberate Italy from the shit we were in. But now all I see is mountains of shit everywhere. We all know about your great valour during the war, Bordelli. Cut the crap. You know as well as I do that we're worse off now." "That's a bit of an exaggeration." "I hate dragnets, Dr. Incipone. They remind me of the fascists' roundups. But if I have to take part in them, I'm certainly not going to put hungry people in jail." Incipone threw up his hands, resigned. "I've turned a blind eye to you many times, Bordelli. But this is happening a little too often." "What am I supposed to say? That I'll be a good boy? Which means I'll get tough with the poor?" "You have a way, Bordelli, of always saying the most irritating things." "Believe me, I don't mean to. Can I go now? I've got a couple of beggars to hang." Incipone eyed him, clenching his teeth. He knew there was little he could do about Bordelli's methods, because he was, after all, an excellent inspector. He was loved by the entire department, and everyone knew that. In the end, he was right. There was too much poverty about. Bordelli returned to his office. A few minutes later, Mugnai knocked again. "Coffee, Inspector?" "Yes, thanks. Listen, who wrote this?" he asked, waving in the air the stellar report he had found on his desk. "A new guy, Inspector. Piras is the name." "Sardinian? From head to toe?" "Send him to me, if you would." "Immediately or with the coffee?" "With the coffee." "All right, Inspector." Mugnai disappeared. Before returning to the report, Bordelli got up, opened the windows and half-closed the shutters. As he did every summer, he thought it would be nice if all the holidaymakers decided en masse never to return to town. There would be everlasting peace. He sat back down and picked up the report. He read it all in one go, quickly scanning the lines. It was about a car accident. Normally such matters were assigned to Vacarezza, but in August the department was half empty. Bordelli took care not to take any time off during this period. He preferred battling the mosquitoes in the deserted city to finding himself alone as a dog on a crowded holiday beach, wanting nothing more than to go home, where he might find a little peace. And this was why the report of an ordinary car accident had been put on his desk. Somebody knocked again, and the door opened. On the threshold stood a lad Bordelli had never seen before, holding an espresso cup and saucer. "Is that from Inspector?" The intonation was typically Sardinian. Bouncy, proud, almost aggressive. "Are you Pyrrhus? In person? Come in." He was young and handsome, with a bony face, two dark, intense eyes, short but well built. On the whole, a likeable sort. "Mugnai told me to bring you this," he said, indicating the coffee. "Thanks," said Bordelli, still looking at him. Pyrrhus set the little cup on the desk and remained standing. "Where are you from, Pyrrhus? I mean, what part of Sardinia?"